but they crept in unawares. It says, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. So it doesn't take God by surprise, but what we have to realize is the Lord has purpose. And that's the only rationale that I can give you as far as understanding the fall and even what we're reading about David and Bathsheba and what we're going to see tonight with David and Tamar and all of these incidents are examples of even some who are the Lord's being taken by surprise. And yet, I can assure you that the Lord never abandons his own. And I'm confident that we ourselves, in looking back over our lifetime, can look back to instances where all we can say is, the Lord preserved me down that path. Otherwise, I would have been destroyed just like the rest of them. The judgment here that David is inflicting on his enemies was exactly the judgment that they would inflict on people. They would saw people asunder. In fact, in Hebrews, it speaks of those that perished under the saw and under all manner of torture. And so some people, when they read this, they think, well, David would never do this. It's like some think of Christ, well, he's too good to condemn anybody. No, the picture here is of the absolute condemnation and judgment of those who oppose the king. What is their end? It's a pretty gruesome picture. When it says here that he put them under saws, he had them sawed in two, because that's what they did to their enemies. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's a picture of justice here. That when he made them to pass through the brick kiln, that means literally to be burnt in brick kilns. If you study a little bit of the history of Ammon, the god of Moloch, that's what they required their children. This is what the Lord says, don't follow their habits. Where for blessing, they would take their firstborn child and actually put him in the fire for blessing in return, pass him through the fire. So the exact same punishment is what we see here David exercising and inflicting on these because of how they dealt with their own enemies. And that's really what a picture of hell is. People have talked to people and said, I have a hard time getting my mind around hell. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not one of the Lord's redeemed, you better be prepared for it because it's a place of torment, of judgment, and a fire that will never be kindled. And some may find fault with God because it doesn't fit who their God is. But I will tell you, it's the God of Scripture. So we saw last time in verse 9 how it's describing here a new song. And I spoke with you about what is new with regard to the work of Christ. It was foretold of old. But when he came, he told his disciples specifically there on the eve of his death, when he instituted the Lord's table, he said, this is the New Testament in my blood. So it has everything to do with the blood shed of the Lord Jesus Christ and that righteousness he came and earned and established, God imputed when he had finished the work. And I love how at the end of the time around his table before he went to the cross, it says and having sung a hymn, they went out. Doesn't say what that hymn was, but I can imagine it would have been possibly one of these songs that was forward looking to what would soon to be everything from eternity. Look forward to that time when he would give him his life on that cross and pay the sin debt of his people and rise again. So the scriptures speak of the New Testament, speaks of a new garment, that old garment of the law being set aside, the new garment of his righteousness in which his people are clothed, the new commandment. If you stop and think about it, what is the new commandment? It's to look to Christ. It's all summed up in one. It's not going back and trying to figure out the old commandments and living by them and trying to do this or do that. No. Christ said the one new commandment he left is that you love one another. Now, When you stop and think about it, those are the Lord's. They have every reason to love one another. We're not looking at the other person and picking out little specks and things in their lives and when we've got a beam in our own. No. You think about what we share in Christ, if Christ has paid our debt, there's no reason to not love one another. Because anything anybody does, we're 10 times worse than ourselves. It's just one worm raising its head against another.